just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the third day of January, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the first show of the year. This is J.R. Moore here in the Ozarks. Good morning. Our prepper tip of the day. We may expand on this a bit. Get your spiritual house in order. It's very foundational, very fundamental. Get your spiritual house in order. It's not my job as radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be, far from it. I do feel an obligation, however, to let you know that you need to take care of that part of your life to the best of your ability. We know from the interviews with men and women who survived prisoner war camps and concentration camps in World War II, the ones who went into those environments with a strong spiritual foundation were far more likely to survive than the ones who did not. All these men and women living in the same living quarters, eating the same food, doing the same work, wearing the same clothing, drinking the same water. The only thing that was different was their spiritual beliefs and the foundations that they brought into these camps with them. So that's the prepper tip of the day. You need to work on that. Once you begin that quest, it will become, hopefully, become a lifelong quest. Looks like we do not have a guest this hour. I thought I had one scheduled, but he must have got distracted doing something else. So we'll have open lines here this first hour of the first show on of my show here at Republic Broadcasting. I guess this would be the first live show of the year for Republic Broadcasting, now that I think about it, since there's an archive on before me. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Drudge Report headline this morning is mentioning that it appears, and you don't really need to dig too deep to see this, that Hussein Obama is attempting to, quote-unquote, delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? I'm not. The designated next occupant of the Oval Office was, of course, Hillary Clinton. And this is a major upset for the New World Order. It truly is. The two most recent times would have been Ronald Reagan and, of course, John Kennedy. John Kennedy being the biggest upset, Ronald Reagan, they were ready for Reagan. They figured out who he was and how to get him under control. That's why they put George Bush Sr. in as vice president. President Reagan did not want George Bush as his vice president. And then, of course, shortly after he was elected, there was the staged assassination attempt on President Reagan to get his attention and get him to toe the company line. But this is another example of the elites, the powers that be, having their plans fail miserably. The powers that be really felt they had this one in the bag. Between the control of the media, between the voting machines that were being manipulated, they had to stop the recount in Detroit because they kept finding polling places where 35 people had voted and 400 votes came out the door. How humiliating is that? Yeah, how humiliating is that? But Donald Trump will take office, and that happens on Friday the 20th. George Soros will have his paid performers out there attempting to do disruptions. Michael Moore is doing his best publicly to advocate disruption at the inauguration. The police and military presence will be pretty much unprecedented, I think. There's always a heavy police presence at these events. This time it will be unprecedented. And it needs to be, and it should be. This event, of course, will be obviously, at least in my opinion, a very tempting target for the religion of peace to attack. Clearly, obviously, it will be. I would not want to be there. If I got the assignment, I would go. But I would not want to be anywhere around that inauguration. Seriously, I would not. And I would not advocate anybody be present that had, unless they were on the payroll, being paid to be there as part of a security detail. I would not advocate anybody be there. I think it's too dangerous. No sense taking a needless risk. This there's more optimism. I was talking to a friend of mine. He has a business that's had a dramatic increase in sales since the Donald got elected. I know my business has been doing quite well since the Donald got elected. Thank you, all of you, because you're my customers. A lot of optimism, about Donald Trump, about the economy, about things getting better, and so forth. We got a caller on hold here, regular caller we haven't heard from for a while, Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Well, John, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, yes, I feel optimistic. Yes, I voted for Donald Trump. But here is the rub. Can you see a Tet offensive on American soil with Al-Qaeda members all being activated all at once, and Black Lives Matter and all the left-wing communist groups just being activated all at once, performing a Tet offensive on American soil? That's one scenario. Another scenario is the Saudis that own our oil jack the price up exponentially. I can see that too.
Let's address number two first. First of all, the United States is now oil independent. We're now exporting oil. We don't need any oil from any place on the planet. We've got enough here. So what the Saudis do, they can take their oil and do whatever they want with it. We don't need imported oil. So that's a non-issue. Now, for those who don't know, the Tet Offensive was the combined forces of the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese armies attacking during a Chinese New Year celebration called Tet at the end of January 1968. And I was there. I lived through that. It was horrendous.
I know.
And this is this this prognostication is not yours alone, Jeff. There's some commentators making similar thoughts, putting out similar thoughts and concerns. Those that oppose us, the communists and their allies, have done this in the past. When they can't win at the ballot box, they're perfectly willing to pick up bombs and do it the hard way. So I can't say it's not possible. The evidence has been piling up for years that the communists and their allies are preparing for major violence in this country. That evidence is clear and convincing, and it's been going on for more than 10 years. The evidence of weapons being brought into this country, the training, the MS-13 gang, the Religion of Peace, Chinese and Russian military bases in Mexico, what appears to be some Russian presence in Canada, Russian presence in Alaska. So it is a possibility, Jeff.
Yes, and then the response to that Tet Offensive, would you think that Donald Trump, because we done this back in our history, back in World War II, in turn, every single Middle East American and anybody that has any kind of communist affiliations in concentration camps until World War III has concluded, because I believe September 11th was the beginning of World War III between us and the Muslims, and this would be a logical consummation of World War III, and would Donald Trump perform an FDR style roundup of non-Americans and put them in camps until this is sorted out?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of Donald Trump, obviously.
Me neither.
But if the military and intelligence agencies feel that there's any threats from people residing in this country, of course they would have to be taken into custody. And there's lots of possibilities here. Lots of possibilities. Anything else, Jeff?
Go ahead. I'm gonna wrap up with this. One simple term, the Lebanese Civil War. That's what I see coming. That's what I feel in my gut, and that's what I've been predicting for the longest time. Lebanese Civil War between 1970 to 1975 or 1970 to 1990. John, can you speak on that when I get off here? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, the Lebanese Civil War began in the late 70s. I recall watching news reports of the buildup in calendar year 1976, when the various militias in Lebanon, which represented, I'm not sure how many groups, one group of Christians and probably three or four different groups of Muslims, were arming and training and preparing. So it was, for anybody paying attention, and I was paying attention, it was no secret that hostilities were almost inevitable in Lebanon. And prior to that, for decades, between, let's say, the end of World War II and 1976, Lebanon had been looked at in Beirut. Beirut was known as the Paris of the Middle East. Beirut was a beautiful place to live and work and vacation and just basically enjoy the things life has to offer. Well, that all ended, didn't it? That all ended. It's difficult to say what would happen in this country. Those that oppose us, they're very clever. They have excellent funding, different levels of training. Some of their men and women have fairly high levels of training. Others are basically self-taught from whatever the resources they can find. And, of course, many of them have large access to funding for weapons and equipment and explosives and all the things that they would want to use to cause harm here in our country, to damage property and murder people. The law enforcement, of course, is aware of these things. They've been hamstrung by Hussein Obama. prevented from doing the work necessary to protect us, prevented from monitoring these mosques where these imams are putting out their hate-filled rhetoric, where training is taking place of young men and probably young women also to become jihadists. I have a first-hand report that my hometown, St. Louis, the young men, military-age young men, go into the mosque. They come out. This is a mosque in South St. Louis, by the way. They come out several hours later, all bloody and beaten up. Well, clearly what's going on in there is they're doing martial arts training with full force, without, you know, they're beating each other up in their martial arts training. And if they're doing that, they're probably engaged in other training as well, which I'm sure includes the use of rifles, shotguns, pistols, possibly the making and use of explosives. Why not? Of course they are. That's my belief based on my knowledge and experience dealing with these people. Our first break coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. Call number is 800-313-9443. So what's your plans this year? We've got thousands of people listening to us. What's your plans? What are you going to do that's going to be help you in your preparedness? Do you have any training plan? Do you plan to take a first aid or a CPR course? Maybe learn how to do suturing? I really like the suturing class we did last year here. Maybe you're going to study to get your ham radio license. That would be a really good thing, to get your ham radio license. You learn a lot when you study to get that license, by the way. Very useful, practical information. Maybe you're going to sign up for a firearms course. Entry level, the Appleseed Project is excellent if you're a beginner, even if you're not a beginner. A lot of men I know, they have bad habits that they've had for sometimes for 30 or 40 plus years that they can unlearn. It's not easy to unlearn a habit that you've been part of who you are for decades, but it can be done. So check out the Appleseed Project. And of course, there's most of the rifle ranges and pistol ranges around the country will have qualified instructors. You don't necessarily have to travel any great distance to find a qualified NRA certified instructor to teach you the proper and safe use of a handgun, rifle, shotgun. And you should seek out that training. You really should seek it out. Other things you might get involved with might be just learn how to go camping, backpacking, not just camping out of a car, which is pretty easy. You bring everything but the kitchen sink when you use a car or a truck to haul your stuff. But backpacking, where you actually have everything you want and need in a backpack. And you go hiking out into the forest to spend a day or two or three or a week, whatever it might be, using only the provisions you brought with you. Your food, your shelter, your clothing, medical supplies, whatever it might be. It's a learning experience. Until you've done it, you're only guessing at what it's like. We have a caller on hold here, regular caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Happy New Year, Glenn. Good morning.
Happy New Year, John. I guess you can hear me. I didn't hear a click.
But, no click. You're here. Go ahead.
Okay. You talked about your, I guess we'll start the year off on a bit of a spiritual note. You talked about getting your spiritual house in order. You know, one thing with all this tumult and all this treachery going on all around us, you know, people are always, I'll wait for after the break.
Okay. We're at a break. Stay tuned and call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 3rd of January. We got Glenn on hold. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes, John. Yeah, I was just saying, going into the new year, you're hearing all this scuttlebutt about what the wicked might do. They might do this. They might do that. They might disrupt this. They might assassinate Trump. They might jail Trump. They might disrupt the inauguration, blah, blah, blah. It's just a reminder that we got this far. The wicked are not omnipotent, but God is. And I found one of the most heartening prayers that, you know, that I've been able to utilize this past year is to trust God to frustrate the plans of the wicked. There are numerous references in the Bible about God frustrating the plans of the wicked, bringing them to naught, and all this sort of thing. You know, how many naysayers, how many, much mockery, how much foolishness has been endured to this point, and Trump made it all the way, you know, this far. Now, and I, by the way, I don't put him on too much of a pedestal either. You know, we can't let our guards down after the inauguration with regard to protecting him, and we can't let our guards down with regard to letting his administration go astray. So, you know, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. But even in our vigilance, our powers are limited, and we still have to trust God. And we've seen, I saw this kind of very sense of relief coming into the new year. You know, and still basically, I know things are always, you know, there is going to be rough things to face. But God can frustrate the plans of the wicked and help us have,
absolutely,
you know, some good come of this. So that's what,
absolutely.
That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty, I guess that's all I wanted to convey, an encouragement to trust in God in the face of all this in the coming new year. Take care, absolutely. John. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. What Glenn says is very true, and we need to keep that in mind on one hand. On the other, God expects us to take care of ourselves. That's why we have a spare tire in the trunk of our car, right? God, you don't expect God to take care of that flat. I think God expects you to do that yourself. So we need to make prudent preparations. I'm getting more and more calls. I've been in touch with two families in Australia this past several weeks, doing a private consultation with one of those families tomorrow. A lot of listeners in Australia, a lot of listeners in Germany, all over the planet, literally. All over the planet, but there's a growing level of concern about the violent earth changes that will be coming. And I always have people bugging me to give a time frame, to give a date, and I'm about a year, more than a year ago, 15, 16 months ago, I started saying 3 p.m. tomorrow as kind of a tongue-in-cheek, flippant response, which it is tongue-in-cheek and flippant both, 3 p.m. tomorrow. If you're searching for a date, if you're searching for a time frame of when the violent earth change is going to happen, that tells me very clearly and obviously that you're not ready for what's coming. Of course not. That's why you're searching for a time frame, because you're not ready. Once you are ready, once you're living a life of preparedness, a time frame becomes irrelevant. It no longer matters. Now, it's not healthy. In fact, it's very unhealthy to live in fear. It really is. That's not good. What is healthy is to do what the Navy veterans have been doing now for decades. The classified briefings for the flag rank officers began in 1979 for enlisted. I have not traced any enlisted men in the Navy in our Submarine Corps before 1985. That sounds like 32 years to me. Classified briefings, these men were told the following: gentlemen, in your lifetimes, not your children's or grandchildren's, during your lifetimes, these oceans are going to come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. When you retire, when you leave the Navy, you just might want to retire and move to one of the known safe havens, one of them being the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, which thousands of Navy veterans have done since 1979. Many, many thousands. Typical retiree, 40, 45 years old, young men and women, they get out of the Navy, they buy their 5 or 10 or 20 acres in the Ozarks, and they start a new life. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse. For less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here. The first show at Republic Broadcasting, first live show this year on Tuesday, the third day of January. A lot of new listeners. Someone took one of my videos and re-edited it and put in some new things without my knowledge or consent on YouTube. Last time I checked, 3 days ago, more than 500,000 people had looked at this thing. So we're getting a lot of new listeners, is the point. A lot of new listeners. People who are just finding out about Republic Broadcasting because of that video, just finding out about myself, John Moore, and who are all new to all this here at Republic Broadcasting. Now, for you new listeners, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And you'll hear me talk a lot. I talk for about 3 or 4 minutes every hour about the energy cleaner. Most Americans over age 50 and many over age 40 have issues with arthritis pain, back pain, other sources of pain, and or getting a good night's sleep. That's pretty ubiquitous among most Americans over age 50. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. A marvelous healing device puts out an electrostatic healing signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition that mitigates the pain because it's healing the pain. And also helps you get a great night's sleep. Now, I offer something that your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to offer. John Moore, from me to you personally, doesn't involve a third party, a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. So when you spend $285 shipping included to American zip codes, you're risking nothing with Energy Cleaner. You need to check it out at my website, libertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you need to spread out that dollar amount among a few months. If you live in the United States, that is. You can only do that if you live in the United States with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Happy first of the year. John, in the front part of the show, you said if I were given the assignment, I would go, but I wasn't given the assignment. So that raises a question in my mind. Who do you work for that they would give you an assignment, meaning you would have to take orders from them? So,
well, I do executive protection. Well, not agency. I do private security work, executive protection. My assignments have included my president, Charlton Heston, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and others, most you would never hear of, but some high-profile people. So if I get an assignment for executive protection, I do my duty.
Well, I thought you might work for the FBI, CIA, or something like that, which is great. But because I know from listening to you that you're certainly more than qualified. So that was my question, John.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate the call, Dave. Okay. Next, we go to Steve in Texas. Good morning, Steve. Oh, we lost Steve. Steve, we lost you. You're welcome to call back. And the call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, you know, Charlton Heston, he was president of the NRA. That's why I call him my president. He's since passed on, of course. The NRA was bringing him to St. Louis, Missouri for a speaking engagement. The NRA hired me to put together the security detail to make sure that the event went smoothly and that Mr. Heston was safe and comfortable. And the event was going really, really good. Right up at the end, however, this reporter for the local communist newspaper called the Riverfront Times, I had three levels of protection to protect Mr. Heston. This reporter got past the first level, and when he ran smack dab into the second one, which was several off-duty St. Louis City police officers. And these guys all looked like they could be college football players, tough, lean young men, he regretted his attempt to get close to Mr. Heston, that young man, that reporter. He ended up in a headlock. One of the cops had him in a headlock while I was standing there blocking Mr. Heston from seeing the turmoil that was taking place as he was getting to the limousine to leave the premises. And the young reporter for the communist newspaper, the Riverfront Times, was screaming, "I'm a reporter, I'm a reporter." And the cop that had him in a headlock said, "I don't care, I don't care." It was funny. So when the limousine left, young man was released from his headlock and was all red-faced and screaming and outraged. And he tried to get some attention brought to that matter, but nobody wanted to hear about it, and that was the end of it. So the event went real well, and I was very pleased with that. Mr. Heston had a good time. He was well received. We had a very large ballroom in a hotel up near the airport in St. Louis, and my goodness, there must have been, I don't know, we ever got a head count, but must have been approaching 1,000 people in their standing room only. People were really jammed in there. And women, my goodness, the women, all ages, it was a largely female audience, despite being an NRA event. I would say two-thirds the audience were women. So it was a good event. Now, Ambassador Alan Keyes was much more low-key. I got that assignment. I was hired by the group bringing in Ambassador Keyes to pick him up at the airport at the security checkpoint, deliver him to the speaking event, and then deliver him back to the airport. The speaking event itself was maybe 30 to 50 people. I don't recall how many people were there, but a lot more low-key and not nearly the level of concern that I had with Charlton Heston, because the Heston event was advertised to basically to the public, the NRA and the public, because it was the NRA was trying to attract new members, of course, where the Ambassador Keyes, his event was a private event and not open to the public and not advertised to the public, so it was a lot easier to maintain control with the smaller numbers. So I have not been hired to do executive protection at the inauguration, so I will not be there. End of story, which is fine with me. To do executive protection in that environment would be a challenge for someone in the private sector for a lot of reasons. The rules and regulations regarding firearms and Washington, D.C., and so forth, it would be a huge challenge. And I'm quite happy to not be part of that. Quite happy. Regardless, call number here if you got a question or comment. The first show of the year here at Republic Broadcasting. Let us know what you'd like to hear on Republic Broadcasting. What would you like to hear on the John Moore Show at 800-313-9443. This is already Tuesday, of course, short week. Professor McKinney should be with us tomorrow. I hope he is. Next week, we'll have, back on Tuesday, we should have Randall Terry back with us. He's been on the road. I gave him a day off today because he's conflicted with his travel plans. The second hour this morning, of course, we'll have Leon Green, all things being equal. Leon should be with us, and it's always fun visiting with Leon. He and I share some common work history in terms of doing investigative work, and Leon's a great guy and always does a good job. My friend Tim Spencer, of course, now has his own show here at Republic Broadcasting. He's been with me every Thursday for years. And he began his own show a couple of months ago. He's having great fun with it. It's a Saturday afternoon show. It begins at noon Central Time on Saturday. If you haven't heard his show, I encourage you to, because he has a lot of fun with that, and sometimes he has his lovely wife, Lori, being his second chair, so to speak. She does a great job also. Well, Republic Broadcasting is doing a good job also. We're still here. Despite the prognostications that Republic Broadcasting would not persevere, well, Republic Broadcasting has persevered. And yes, we've had issues. Beginning about, it's been about 3 years ago, issues with archives, it just went on and on. It was, and for me, archives are not optional. I would say two-thirds of my audience, maybe three-fourths of my audience is listens to archives. So it's saying when the archives are broken, it hurts me tremendously. It hurts all of you, of course, because you can't listen. But the archives appear to be in good condition, and we hope and pray that they remain in good condition and accessible to everybody all the time, all over the planet. This whole modern paradigm of communications, if you're growing up on it, you take it for granted. My generation straddles the whole spectrum of communications from, I started out with a manual typewriter and carbon paper in Vietnam. going to the modern age that we have right now with all these modern conveniences of instant communications. Let's go to our next caller here, Caesar in New York. Good morning, Caesar.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Go ahead, you're on the
air. How are you today?
Fantastic.
How are
What's
you
on
today?
Your mind, sir? What's on your mind?
I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
Yeah, John, one or two questions. Have anybody on RBN ever covered the situation in Benghazi with Hillary and Chris Stevens, where they found out about the 20,000 Stinger missiles that went over to ISIS? And that then was sold for $1 billion, and that $30 billion contract with that pipeline from Qatar that it would be put that oil deal.
Well, I have to admit, I don't listen to RBN 24 hours a day, and so I can't answer that question. I'd say in all likelihood it was, but I cannot give you a specific answer, Caesar.
But you are aware of what I'm talking about, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. That's what the whole email, the emails were about. That's the first question. The second question, do you think Mr. Barry Sotelo is going to try to set off a war between the United States and Russia before the Donald gets in? What do you think?
I think level heads will prevail. I believe the U.S. military will basically stage a coup if they need to stop this man from doing anything like that. Vladimir Putin has already shown that he's the only adult by not responding in kind, by pulling American diplomats out of Russia. With each passing day, the odds of Hussein Obama pulling that off are greatly diminished, Caesar.
John, why is it that everybody keeps on calling him Hussein Obama? I don't even think he legally changed his name. Everyone calls him Hussein Obama. I know him as Barry Sotelo. To be honest with you, don't take this offensively. I said to a guy the other day, Barry Sotelo, the guy says, who the hell is that? I said, that's your man up in the White House. And the guy looked at me like I was crazy or something. Like what?
Well, I know.
He says, that's not true.
Well, if you get your news in 30-second sound bites from the mass media, you can't know these things, Caesar. You know that.
Right. You're talking about the prostitutes, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know, John. I mean, I see him now. What's the smoke in the mirrors behind this whole thing? Because, I mean, he took out of Elmcroft, which is up in Upper Brookville. I actually know exactly where it is. He took all the Russians. He told them they had to go back home. They basically threw them out of the country, no?
That's right.
Can we call it that? I don't even know what else to call it.
Well, it's an expulsion. It's an expulsion of diplomats. And it was, I think, 32 of them, was it, I believe?
Yeah, 32. Is that legal for him to do that?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's happened a lot over the decades. It's nothing. It's a very strong message, and but it has happened many times for many different reasons from different countries.
John, you're a level-headed guy, right? Let me ask.
I would like to think so. Go ahead.
You know everything. You think that the Donald's going to make it to inauguration? I mean, the way things are going.
I do. I believe he'll be there, and I believe he'll be inaugurated as the next president. I do.
So you think it's going to go through? So you don't think that Sotelo's going to set off some type of emergency power and stay in the ring?
Well, and I wouldn't put anything past him, but my belief is that the inauguration will go through as promised.
But there could be some type of false flag event that could keep him in the rings, correct?
It's a possibility. Can't deny it.
Possibility. How do you see it from your side? Because, you know, I used to have guys that I used to know. I used to know Ted Gunderson. I used to talk to. I used to know Scalia. They're all gone. We don't really have anybody. I used to know Colonel Don de Grand Prix, which was pretty well versed in the paradigms. But how do you see it? I mean, it doesn't look good. I mean, it seems like every day is more and more escalation.
Well, there's a lot of escalation and a lot of concerns, but you asked my opinion. My opinion is that Donald will be inaugurated Friday the 20th.
Now, John, he's made a lot of enemies. I think he's made more enemies than JFK. And remember, JFK, he pissed off a lot of people.
He did. He did. And he was assassinated because of it.
Well, what I think was they saw him as a threat, meaning the military-industrial complex, meaning...
He was. He was going to shut down. He was going to shut the Vietnam War down.
Right.
He was absolutely going to shut it down.
He was gonna tell the American people about the anti-gravity technology and how they had taken the technology from the Germans, and I'm talking about the Glockel, which was that bell, and the German the Nazis actually ran Nassau for a long time.
They did.
Run by the Nazis.
Caesar, we do thank you for your comments. We got other people on hold. We got a short time here before top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 3rd of January. A couple of callers. We got limited time. Steve in Texas. Good morning, Steve.
Sir, how are you doing?
Really good, sir. What's your name? Thank you.
Hey, right now I'd like to express to everybody right now at the year end and the beginning of the new year, a lot of pawn shops will be emptying out their back inventory and putting up front. They want to empty it out because everything they have in inventory, they have to pay taxes on. And that's coming up in April. So I want to let everybody know, go out, look at firearms, They're going to have a lot of sales, a lot of specials coming up this month. In fact, right now they already started in my area, and I went out to one pawn shop yesterday and they had a pile of air rifles, and I was looking through the pile, and lo and behold, there it was, a Benjamin Nitro Piston 22 caliber air rifle, and I got it for $50.
Well, that's a bargain. Yeah, that's what I've got. I've got the exact same air rifle, and it's a excellent quality air rifle. You did real good there, Steve.
Yeah, and the only thing was it didn't come with a scope or strap. That's fine. I'm going to go take care of that this Friday when I get paid again. But it is an amazing air rifle. But also,
well,
be
sure you get a scope made for an air rifle. A one made for a firearm will not work. In fact, it'll be damaged if you get one made for a firearm.
What would you suggest on that would do me the best for that particular rifle?
Go to Optics Plant. Pyramid Air. Yeah,
okay.
They've got an excellent selection, and these days it's a wide variety. You need to get what suits your needs. We're almost out of time here, Steve. Thank you for your call. Our last caller this hour will be Rick from Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
I'll try to go real quick. Dinesh D'Souza did some wonderful work on Barry Satoro and Hillary, too. The only reason I think he's still alive is because I can only assume that the administration was able to ascertain that nobody really looked at it except me, but I thought it was wonderful work.
I've looked at
what
it.
What I actually called it. Yeah, oh, man, I'll tell you. Well, every time I looked, I could only do it in 20-minute bites because after I looked at it for 20 minutes, I felt like I had to bathe in broken glass and salt. So, you know, it's hard to look at. The reason I did actually call, though, was I wanted to tell you about 30 days ago that you were, in fact, front page center in my conspiracy YouTubes as a so-called retired Army man. And that's how they had you listed with bites out of your video, which if in fact we do have a bunch of new listeners, I want to say I've got that video. And it's kind of like reading a new book. When it's over, you're kind of sorry. I was kind of hoping there would be a couple more discs with that, but it is, and I'm not trying to suck up, but I think you need to give credit where credit is due. That is an extraordinarily good piece of work, and so if, in fact, there are new listeners out there, probably they need to go to your website, and it's a bargain. I forget what you're asking for, but it's a bargain.
$25,
See, that's the thing. It's a couple hours entertainment. You just can't hardly do any better.
It's almost 4 hours, and it's $25 shipping included. Yeah.
Well, that 4 hours went by in about 30 minutes. So it must have been pretty good. So okay. I think they need to go grab one of those. A lot of entertainment, and a lot of good information there for $25. That's why I called.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rick. Here's our top hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who